Sterling Kale acted with bravery and courage during the attack on Pearl Harbor? Why, then, was he going to be court-martialed? He couldn't believe what he was hearing. The story of what happened next is this edition of The American Countryside. It was the morning of December 7, 1941. Sterling Kale, a hospital corpsman, had just finished his shift when the Japanese attack began. He took an axe and broke down the door to the armory so men could get weapons. He then took a boat to Pearl Harbor to rescue those in the water. After more than 24 hours on duty, he requested to leave.
He said, "Oh, you can't go home. You're going to be court-martialed for breaking in the armory." I said, "What you mean? Aren't we being attacked?" He said, "Yeah, but this is peacetime."
Kale couldn't believe what he was hearing. He was going to be court-martialed for handing out weapons, because at the time he did so, the U.S. was technically still at peace with Japan.
Well, fortunately, President Roosevelt declared war the next day, so they called me back in and gave me an award for breaking into the armory and a carton of cigarettes.
He remembers the nights immediately following the attack, when a blackout was ordered.
Nobody could show any lights anywhere. If they saw any lights, the MPs would haul everybody out of the house and put you in jail. So the Arizona burned for 2.5 days. There was no light on the island whatsoever but the burning of the Arizona.
By Friday, Kale led 10 men aboard the USS Arizona to recover bodies. He was moved with awe and compassion at what he saw.
The Arizona burned for 2.5 days. A lot of the men burned right down to the deck. So I said, "What am I going to do? I can't stop it." I just sort of sank down, shed a few tears.
Kale went on to serve in Korea and Vietnam, and today volunteers at the USS Arizona Memorial. Traveling the countryside in Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.